If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Kamala Harris gives the same stump speech everywhere she goes. She repeats it and reads it off the teleprompter. And her strategy is to pretend that they haven't been in charge the last almost 4 years. You might be broke and unable to afford food, but really they had nothing to do with that. And so in her stump speech, she repeats the same thing every time.
I think people are exhausted and they're ready to turn the page and chart a new way forward. I believe in my soul and heart, the American people are ready to turn the page.
Oh, yeah.
We all know it's time to turn the page. It's time to turn the page. Mm. Well, folks, it's time to turn the page.
Yeah. Time to turn the page. We can't go back is her other catchphrase. Can't go back. We cannot go back. We can't go back to this misery, she says. But yesterday on The View, when she was asked, what would you do different than Joe Biden? When she was asked that, millions, I'm sure, of broke Americans leaned forward to the screen going, yes, what? I can't afford groceries. What would you do different? After all, you cast the tie-breaking vote for the American Rescue Act, which was designed to cause inflation, which the Democrats knew would cause inflation when she cast the vote to get it through. Remember when Jim Clyburn was the number two in Democrat leadership? Remember this? And he told us, we knew.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs.
Not really.
And all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
Yep. All of us knew. We just didn't give a damn. And he went on to say, look, if we're guilty of anything, it's not that we care that we've made our voters poor. We don't care about our voters. But it's that we did not mentally prepare them for poverty. Remember that? I won't play it again. It's too painful. So, Kamala, would you do anything different? They asked her on The View.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Okay, there you go. There you go. What does that tell you right there? That right there tells you everything you need to know. We don't need to hear from her anymore. The economic policies that produced that pain that I've never been through in my adult life. Carter era was, I didn't live through that. Worst economy, biggest struggle we've ever lived through in terms of just affording the basics. She wouldn't do anything different. What does that mean? She's gonna do it again. The economic policies that produced the pain will be replicated in the next term. Do you remember? This is why many of you listen to me, because I tell you what's coming. Do you remember when I told you in November of 2020, in December of 2020, in January of 2020, when I was listening closely to Larry Summers and he was saying, no, you cannot print $1 trillion every 3 months as the Rescue Act was going to do. Nobody in human history has ever done it. We're going to be broke. We're going to have inflation. Do you remember what I told you? The reason they're going to do this is because the left-wing playbook from the time their leader, Marx, wrote it is always this. After a coup, you loot. And I said, they just pulled off a coup. They're going to loot. Now, they used to do it with burning tires and before that, smashing store windows and going in. And, you know, the coup was often done by the military. So they'd go in and take everything you had to celebrate, right? We don't have to do that anymore. Just run a printing press. And Her Highness did. I said, they're going to loot. They're going to loot. They're going to loot. It's what they have done for more than 100 years after every coup. They are the same people. It does not matter what they're calling themselves. The National Socialist German Workers' Party, comrades, Pol Pot's people, doesn't matter. After a coup, they do the same thing. They loot. And that's why we got the inflation. They knew we would have inflation. He just told you he whips the votes. He was the number two in leadership. That's his job. He's whipped the votes. Let's listen to this again, because this is really amazing. This is the real Kamala, by the way.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Okay, but haven't you been traveling the country telling us how bad it is?
I think people are exhausted and they're ready to turn the page and chart a new way forward.
I believe in my soul and heart the American people are ready to turn the page.
Yeah. No, it's time. But you want to know what she really thinks? Before she accidentally got the presidential nomination, and let's not forget, she is not supposed to be the nominee, okay? The coup was engineered to put Senator Kelly on the ballot. They had already decided to go with the flash primary. Remember this? Because they were going to skip over. Joe Biden got mad at Barack Obama for kicking him out and endorsed Kamala, knowing she was a weaker candidate. She's polled worse than him for most of his presidency, and he's been a disaster. And then, because she's black, they couldn't unstick her once he endorsed her. He only did that to get back at Obama. Remember this. This will make all this make sense. She's not supposed to be the nominee. Kelly is. And Kelly would have curb stomped us because he has no association with these disasters. He's an astronaut. He's a white male. He's kind of that non-scary archetype like Joe Biden, but he's actually a communist. He'd have beat us. I'm telling you, he would have. Because he has no baggage, they could have projected whatever onto him. She's not supposed to be the nominee. But who is she really? This is who she is. This right here, what she said before she knew she'd be the nominee, before the coup.
That is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's not going to change a thing. You're going to get even poorer.
That is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Sheriff Chuck Wright, out of Western North Carolina, he's up there helping with rescue efforts, as is, it seems, half of two states. Everybody but the federal government. All right, in all fairness, they're beginning to trickle in a week late. And apparently a dollar short. Chuck Wright says, don't even bother. You're just going to mess stuff up. Don't even bother at this point. He did an interview with Sarah Carter. It's gone viral on X. Take a listen.
But if you had a message for the White House and how they've handled the situation up here, in North Carolina, what would your message be, Sheriff Wright?
If you're going to do the things you've been talking about doing, we'd just assume you stay out of the way and let the good men and women around the mountain area in the foothills take care of our own, because you're nothing more than a boat anchor.
No.
And again, Chuck Wright is, for newbies to the show, the very colorful sheriff of Spartanburg. Take a listen.
No help. FEMA hasn't been helpful.
Oh, wait a minute. That lady that's running for president talks about the $750. Well, but all that money you give to Ukraine and all these other people that really want to kill us, don't want to do anything to help us, why don't you just give that money to them? That's who you wanted to give it to, to begin with.
And a lot of people have...
And again, I'm thinking he's talking about Ukraine, all those people want to kill us, the hundreds of millions of dollars the Taliban accidentally got from the State Department. I mean, it could happen to anybody. You accidentally press the button over and over again, the money keeps transferring to the government that's run by the Taliban, a terror org that wants to kill us. I'm thinking that's what he's talking about. And it could happen to anybody. You know, you wake up, you press the button, before you know it, you've transferred your entire life savings to the Taliban. Happens to people every day. No, it doesn't.
And a lot of people have been turned down for the $750. Almost everybody I've spoken to hasn't received any of the funding, and they've been turned down for personal items.
Well, they talked about get on your phone or your computer. Do you not see what the devastation is? They don't have a phone or a computer.
There's nothing up here. There's no communication. I'm going to be posting this later. There's no way to access the internet unless you have a Starlink net. And everybody's...
Thank you, Elon Musk, by the way.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Elon Musk.
President Donald Trump, we need you.
Yes. That's a message for you, President Trump. And I was in a...
Wow. Wow. And they go on in the interview to confirm kind of what we're hearing out of there, that a lot of these little haunts and haulers are gone. I mean, they are fully gone. Not coming back. Folks, you just heard there the problem from Sheriff Chuck Wright, in that, you know, FEMA's saying, oh, hey, go fill out the form online. Nobody can get online. The cell towers are down in Western North Carolina. So they have no computer. Their phones, no doubt, are no longer working. These haunts and haulers, they don't have electricity. They're cut off from the outside world. Meanwhile, what is the plan in Western North Carolina to turn out the vote? Well, I know, because one of the people doing it was on my show the other day. And one of the things they're saying, they're going to go out with tents, and good for them, and set them up near where the voting places would be. But again, you just heard Chuck right there saying, how will they know that? Will they even forget what day it is? I had a rescue worker say that on a viral video the other day. I don't even know what day it is. How will they even know there's a tent set up near where the polling place normally is, much less be able to get to it? Folks, a lot of these places, rescue workers haven't even been in yet. Now, here's why that's important. Again, returning to what Democrat Party Chief Strategist David Axelrod has said to us, that he believes the 100,000 registered Democrat voters in Asheville, in Buncombe County, because they're already close to civilization, some of them will leave, but because they're already close to civilization, it won't be hard for them to find their polling places, and they can get the electricity, the communications up much quicker. The Republican voters, and these are some of the most conservative voters in the state of North Carolina, the Republican voters that will be critical to Trump's victory are in the other four counties that surround Asheville and Buncombe. Those are dramatically more rural. I know, I hike up there all the time. Those are counties I go to. they're dramatically more rural. They're beautiful. They're valleys and farms. And folks, there's 90,000 of them. So this is a contest. 100,000 Democrat voters in Buncombe County, centralized, urbanized, versus 90,000 Republican voters in the rural counties who, at this point, again, probably don't even know what day it is and have lost contact with the outside world. Axelrod, on a podcast the other day, was saying he bets they're not going to be able to vote, or not nearly as many of them. I don't think he's wrong. And look, it's not a matter of will. I think these people would walk miles to vote for Trump. I believe that, especially after the way they've been treated by the Biden administration. But here's the thing. Do they even know how they've been treated by the Biden administration? Do they even know why nobody's come? I mean, a lot of them know is the answer. We don't even know how many are dead. And I'm starting to think it's going to be 500-600 people because they haven't even done serious body recovery in these areas. Folks, keep this in mind. North Carolina is a swing state. And as Governor Roy Cooper said, if Kamala Harris wins North Carolina, she's the president. She is. And here's the problem with this. He won it by one percentage point last time. I appreciate the Republican Party of Western North Carolina, their effort to put the tents up. But folks, I don't know if that's going to cut it. That's not a criticism of them. I don't know. Because you know what? These hurricanes keep barreling right through the most critical areas where Republican voters live. If you don't live here, I live in South Carolina. If you don't live where I live, you don't understand the underreported story of North Georgia. There's a corner. Think about this as the easternmost northern corner of Georgia, okay? Because the hurricane went through there and did tremendous damage as well. That's a critical conservative voting block for Trump. And folks, he could easily lose Georgia without it. If you pull a map out and just look at even the national parks, the state parks up there, they're all closed. The roads are down. Folks, that's critical to the Georgia victory. And then you look at the path. Look at the path Helene took, okay? It's unbelievable. What did it do? It went right up through the panhandle. Well, again, a critical conservative bastion in Florida, critical to Republicans maintaining their control of that state. Now, look at the Category 5 storm Milton that's about to plow through Florida. It's headed right for the most dense Republican population in Florida, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Tampa. And look, I'm reading between the lines right now, okay? Staggering damage forecast. I did a double take this morning when I heard this on Fox News. I thought, nah, I must have misheard that. And I went and replayed the tape. Expected $175 billion worth of damage to Tampa. Let that sink in. And $70 billion in damage to Fort Myers. What do those numbers tell you? That's a total decimation of like one third of the state. Now, we'll see what actually happens when the hurricane hits. And I know no one is thinking about this, but I'm just looking at the path between Helene in the panhandle and then this. Keep in mind the liberal areas of Florida. So Miami-Dade, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, they're all in the south of Florida. They're not going to get hit with this. And I'm just wondering, and we won't know till it hits, okay? So I'm just throwing this out there. Could Kamala Harris win Florida? I don't know. But these hurricanes have been drawn like a magnet to Republican areas critical to Trump's win. It's enough to make you just a little bit paranoid that all those nutty people on the internet talking about the government geoengineering the weather, well, if they did, it would look just like this, hitting exactly at this time before the election, where there won't be enough time to recover and for people to go back to their precinct and vote before the election in some of these areas. Folks, I am absolutely convinced this is why Joe Biden waited 5 long days to send in the military. And I don't know if you followed this in North Carolina, that the governor is a Democrat, Roy Cooper. On the 27th day it hit, he requested the triggering of the Stafford Act, which is where the president just signs a piece of paper authorizing the military to come in and, you know, begin assisting these people, right? So Roy Cooper formally requests that on the 27th. Joe Biden does not put his signature to paper till 5 days later, almost 6 days later, delaying the military being able to go into Western North Carolina. I'm convinced it was to buy as much time as possible and to cripple the area as long as possible to get us that area, hopefully to, and from their perspective, as Axelrod explained, to the election, with these people so cut off, the Republican four counties so cut off from civilization that ultimately it affects the vote. And you can, this very well, this election very well could turn on this in North Carolina.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.